Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for The Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Well, good Tuesday evening to everyone, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. Of course, I am Shayna, and I am excited and grateful that you have joined us live this Tuesday night on the show where you will always find talk radio with substance. You know, we are elated with joy that you have joined us tonight. And we want to welcome everyone, and I mean everyone, to a national show for the entire community and every member of the family, your family. You know, this show is for all of us. We bring topics and news stories to your world that need to be addressed and talked about. We aim to offer insight, expertise, and helpful solutions that hopefully will impact and shape your life in a very game-changing manner. This national award-winning family radio talk program features relevant topics and leading celebrities and experts weekly. Now, we do cherish your commitment to tuning in with us, and of course, we're very appreciative of all of your time. Now, if you're listening to us by sitting outside watching your child on a soccer field, if you're commuting from work to home, or if you're sitting in your cubicle, we thank you and we welcome you on board for this show, your show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. And of course, stay connected with us. We're out there on all of the social media outlets that you can think of. We want to stay connected to you. So if you love Twitter or Instagram, or you're still on and still love the fabulous Facebook, we're on all of those media outlets, and we encourage you to stick with us. And if you follow us, we will follow you back also. Well, without much further ado, I want you to please lend me your ears for just a few seconds to hear some very important messaging.
Hi, my name is Dawnice Myers. I'm the Wellness Director of Life, Sport, Work, Performance, and Fitness. Are you looking for a coach or a trainer to help you reach your fitness and wellness goals? Well, we have the perfect platform for the busy person who needs the convenience to access training and coaching 24/7. The personal attention to specifically meet your needs and your busy schedule. And of course, a buddy to hold you accountable and to keep it fun and motivated so that you just stick with it. We work with companies, organizations, community groups, and individuals to develop your wellness program. Start your first fitness challenge today for only $20 a month. Visit our website at www.lswfitness.com or call us at 678-607-5579. Again, that's www.lswfitness.com or call us at 678-607-5579. Let's get fit and stay fit.
Hi, my name is Kezia Alford. For more information on my music, please go to keziaalford.com. That's KeziaAlford.com. Or find it online at any digital outlet. I pray that my music blesses your soul. And you are currently listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Attention listeners, listen to this. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. We don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. If you want to enjoy your job and career and make your life count and ultimately achieve success and significance, then Revelations in Business is the book for you. Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life, is an award-winning book that's been endorsed by many industry leaders, including Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. Revelations in Business provides you with biblical principles, practical tools, and real-life examples from today's business leaders and takes you through a step-by-step process to show you how to connect your profession with your purpose and your career with your calling so that what you do in the workplace and in the marketplace, you are anointed to do it and you have passion for it and you are positioned to excel. I am Dr. Shalette Stewart, and as the author of Revelations in Business, I travel the world speaking on purpose-driven leadership topics and have served in leadership roles for global companies, including the Coca-Cola Company. And I currently serve as the Associate Director of Executive Education for Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. I look forward to sharing the insights of Revelations in Business with you. The book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever fine books are sold. It's also available on traditional book format, as well as ebook and audiobook format. For more information on how to maximize your personal fulfillment and your professional success, or to schedule time for me to conduct a workshop for your organization, I invite you to log on to revelationsinbusiness.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and be blessed.
Well, do know that all of our national partners and advertisers and sponsors certainly matter. They make the show what it is. It takes teamwork on everyone's end, and especially our dedicated and loyal weekly listeners. Thank you so much to everyone for being on board. For more information on all of our sponsors, partners, and advertisers, please visit our newly designed website, easy to navigate. It is so user-friendly. You're going to fall in love. That website is www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. Again, that's Let's Talk America with ShaynaThornton.com. Do visit the website, and we welcome your feedback. Let us know what you think. Also, if you're interested in being a sponsor, advertiser, or partner, or you simply want to give some future show recommendations, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Again, that's letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Well, everyone, tonight's segment is going to be an interesting and very informative one. Well, if you don't know, then you likely should already know that women go through menopause. They certainly do. And tonight I'm going to sit down exclusively with a leading OBGYN who's going to talk about everything concerning menopause. You're going to love this show. And don't say, if you're a gentleman, that this has nothing to do with you. It does. If you have a partner, wife, girlfriend, a mother, a sister, a niece, or your own daughter, you're going to want to sit in on this show because it is a fascinating one. You're going to learn because I am looking forward to learning. Again, Dr. Rebecca Brightman out of New York is with us, and you have to stay with us. Right now, let's not waste any more time. Let's go right to our words of inspiration for tonight's segment. Someone very wise and anonymous once said, "When you feel like giving up, remember why you held on for so long in the first place." Again, someone very wise and anonymous once said, "When you feel like giving up, remember why you held on for so long in the first place." And what a powerful statement. You know, as we go through life, we certainly have ups and downs. That's everyone that's human and whose heart is beating. And of course, sometimes individuals don't always see the bright future that is waiting for all of us. So again, hold on to why you started in the first place. What powerful information, what relevant information throughout every stage of life. So always hold on, okay? Hold on to hope and keep pushing ahead. Well, everyone, I am so excited to have Dr. Rebecca Brightman on with me right now tonight. Again, she is an OBGYN in private practice out of New York, and she is a celebrated board-certified physician, and her specialty is menopause. She talks about women that are going through it, and also, believe it or not, yes, you can actually be in your 20s or 30s having menopausal symptoms. So we're going to go there tonight. We're going to put your health right in front of you. Health one-on-one, we're talking about menopause, one-on-one with the only one, Dr. Rebecca Brightman. Without much further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the celebrated, the renowned, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Rebecca Brightman. Listeners of Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, I am thrilled tonight to welcome Dr. Rebecca Brightman to the show. Hello, how are you? And we've got some great questions for you tonight.
Hi, how are you?
We are great, yes. You know, so, of course, you're on with us. You are a gynecologist. We're going to talk about menopause right now. Now, it's a reality, a real health reality, Dr. Brightman, for women, our gender, obviously. There is so much talk out there about it. What age does menopause typically start?
Well, there's so much variability, and a lot of it depends on a patient's family history and other potential risk factors. But in the United States, the average age at which women go through menopause or have their last period is 51. But women can start to see changes and symptoms of menopause as early as 8 years before their final period.
Interesting information. Now, so you say 51 is the average age in the U.S. What age does it typically conclude, or the process is over, rather, in layman terms?
Well, it's so variable. You know, when people think that they're going through menopause, what they're really referring to is the time of, which we as doctors refer to as perimenopause or the perimenopausal transition.
Okay.
And that time is really marked by periods becoming irregular. Women frequently have night sweats. They have hot flashes during the day. They can have some irregular bleeding. And, you know, they can have some mood changes as well. And that can really occur for almost up to 8 years before they see their last period.
Wow. So I guess so 8 years is a typical average. But you are pointing out it could
be... Not for everyone.
Okay.
Usually less than that, honestly. A couple of years, I would say, 2-3 years. But, you know, some women are symptomatic for up to 8 years.
Wow. So that's interesting.
Before.
And it does vary. Now, you know, tell me this. I know I don't want to take anything for granted. We have national listeners all over this nation. You know, define menopause for us. Exactly what does that mean?
So menopause means the cessation of ovulation, the cessation or the end of a woman's menstrual cycle.
Okay.
She no longer bleeds. She no longer releases eggs. She can no longer become pregnant. She no longer makes estrogen the same way she did prior to going through menopause, and the hallmark sign is when she's gone for a full year without having had a menstrual period, then she's deemed to be postmenopausal.
I see. Interesting information. We are on with Dr. Rebecca Brightman on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. You know, you talked about the symptoms. Of course, I've heard many women who've gone through it or currently going through it, Dr. Brightman, talk about the night sweats. They talk about some of the mood swings and other things that are associated with it for them. You know, tell me this. Is there any benefit once the menopause process is over? Because it's less estrogen. Is that a plus or a negative when it comes to women's health overall?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, for many women do benefit from estrogen because it helps maintain our bone density.
Okay.
It really helps prevent vaginal dryness. It helps with prevent hot flashes and things like that. In addition, when women make estrogen, their moods frequently are a little bit more stable. When estrogen becomes, when the levels really fluctuate during the time of perimenopause, women frequently have some emotional changes during that time. But estrogen can be friendly to many women, yet there are some women, for example, women who have had breast cancer who welcome the end of their menstrual cycles. Women who have had heavy bleeding who welcome the end of their menstrual cycles.
Interesting.
There are two sides to the argument here.
Okay, and that is important to point out, because then I know you would certainly echo this. Every woman is different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I go into my patient's room, one patient may be very upset that she's going through menopause. She sees it at the end, you know, at the end of her reproductive year.
Okay.
She feels she's losing estrogen. Is she going to lose her femininity and everything else? Whereas other women embrace it. They embrace the fact that no longer do they have to worry about bleeding and everything else. So it's really so variable.
And fascinating information. Again, we have a gynecologist in private practice out of New York, Dr. Rebecca Brightman, on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Now, doctor, I've heard there are women as young as 35 years old, and you just pointed this back a few minutes ago, who have menopausal symptoms. You know, is there a contributing factor to this reason, or it can be sort of a random act?
Well, it can be random, although there can be a hereditary component. There can be an immune component. Women who have been, you know, treated for certain cancers and undergone certain types of chemotherapy, radiation therapy, can undergo an early menopause. But there is something called premature menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency, and these women stop ovulating at much earlier ages.
And that's
it's very upsetting when it occurs at such a young age.
You know, I want to touch on that because obviously we have listeners of different backgrounds. And it's no secret to you, especially being a woman of celebration in the field of gynecology, that women are having children at a later date when you compare them to previous generations, correct? So women are being educated and they're putting their careers, you know, obviously in the same balance. So often they're getting married later and they're having children at a later date. You know, when we talk about women having menopausal symptoms at 35 years old, you know, I know there are women out there who want to conceive, but they're 35, they're after 35. When they have these signs, these symptoms, once they go see their gynecologist like you, and it's confirmed these are the beginning onset of menopause, is this a sign of infertility?
Well, it potentially can be. And, you know, while no test is an absolute guarantee that a woman's going to be menopausal immediately and unable to conceive, certainly if I'm concerned that a woman may be going through an early menopause or may be more likely to experience what we call ovarian insufficiency at a younger age, I'll be quick to do appropriate laboratory testing and talk to her about her fertility and discuss options for conception at that time or conception in the future. Okay. Talk about what she potentially can do to maintain these options.
I see. So it's not always saying that's a sign of infertility, but more screening and testing would likely be needed by a physician such as yourself.
Well, these days, absolutely. And, you know, we're living in an era where women can freeze their eggs, and it's become wildly popular, and the technology is getting better and better. And the exciting thing for many women is if they have a sense or they've been determined to be at risk for going through an early menopause, they can take advantage of these newer technologies.
Amazing information being shared by the one and only Dr. Rebecca Brightman on Let's Talk America. Now, how can women treat the symptoms of menopause? Because I've heard so many women, Dr. Brightman, complain about the symptoms and night sweats. They have to put a fan on them directly at night. You know, what can they do to help maintain an excellent quality of life while they're going through menopause?
Well, there are many things women can do. They could do things that involve lifestyle changes, such, you know, for example, sleeping in layers, going out in layers, dressing in layers, and shedding those layers in the case they get warm, avoiding certain triggers, alcohol, coffee, things like that.
Okay.
De-stressing. Stress can actually trigger hot flashes. Yoga has been found to help.
Okay.
And then there are the, you know, then we enter the realm of medical treatment of menopausal symptoms and also the options for, you know, non-pharmacologic treatment. You know, for example, many women have heard about hormone replacement, which has been tried and true. And while there are some concerns and there are risks and it really needs to be individualized, women across the board truly benefit from being on hormone replacement. For those women who are not candidates, for example, perhaps they're at risk for breast cancer, they've had breast cancer, they have clotting abnormalities, hormone replacement is not an option.
Okay.
So the good news is the FDA has now approved a product known as Brizgel. It's a low-dose paroxetine. Paroxetine is an antidepressant, anxiety medication in larger doses, and Brizgel has been used to treat menopausal symptoms very effectively. Other medications exist currently that have been used off-label for treating menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
And many women also want to try to do things naturally. And, you know, there are natural substances or nutritional supplements that are helpful that have been demonstrated to be effective in terms of treating women. And I think women should talk to their doctors about those options.
Yes, and certainly team up with a qualified physician such as yourself and talk about, like you're saying, the different options that are out there, right? And if they have any questions or concerns about what's being told to them, always inquire. And I don't want to, you know, just keep bringing that up on every segment, Dr. Brightman, but, you know, I know you would say this being a physician yourself, keep the lines of communication open with the physician, right?
Absolutely. We're living in an era where women really only have a short period of time where they can discuss everything with their doctors.
Yes.
And would encourage women to write down their questions, try to do their research as best they can beforehand, and have their questions answered, because every patient is different, and a doctor can't read your mind, and
that's
a doctor
right.
doesn't necessarily, you know, ask every single question
yes.
and revisit. So you need to let your doctor know, how are you sleeping? Are you up at night? How has your mood been? Are you having a regular bleeding? Because all of these
things can be approached and should be approached differently, but they need to be approached during that visit.
Okay. And so certainly awareness is key. And take our health in our own hands, like you're saying. Write those questions down and tell the physician.
Absolutely, absolutely, especially because everyone is always, you know, in such a rush. I try not to be with my patients,
okay,
for sure, but medicine is changing, and
yes,
a lot of patients sometimes fill out questionnaires. They're not really given that one-on-one time,
yes,
with their healthcare provider, so it's really important that, you know, women be forearmed and really be aware that there are options out there and things that, you know, that they can take advantage of.
There are options out there. You heard the words yourself.
Yep.
From, again, celebrated gynecologist in private practice, Dr. Rebecca Brightman. You know, I recently saw a news clip where you talked about the memory loss associated with menopause. Now, tell me this. Is this a reality or a myth?
No, it is a reality. It's been very well studied and nicely studied. What tends to happen is women talk about this brain fog that occurs as they're undergoing the menopausal transition. The good news is that when women come out on the other side and they're through the menopausal transition, their memory is essentially the same as it was, and their ability to recall the same as it was before they entered menopause.
Okay.
But during that transitional period, women are frequently overwhelmed, and probably because of some of the hormonal changes,
okay,
they do have problems with memory recall.
Wow. So that is a reality. So when we hear women say that, going through menopause, it's not, oh, you're just imagining that. You're saying it's real.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
It is. It really, really is. And they're not alone. And I think that that's one of the most important things. You know, a lot of times patients come in and they talk about something happening. And when I tell them, oh, this is very common at this stage of the game, I think they're really reassured.
Yes.
It can be very scary when it's happening.
Definitely. They're not in it alone. You know, wow. Dr. Brightman, let's talk about women who've had hysterectomies, maybe in their 20s or 30s or even in their 40s. You know, will they also experience menopause? And if so, is it different from a traditional route of a woman that still has her uterus who experiences it?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, it all has to do as to whether or not, when we talk about hysterectomy, it really means removal of the uterus,
okay,
not necessarily the ovaries. As a woman approaches her 50s, you know, clearly that's a discussion a woman is going to have with her gynecologist. Certainly if she's having a hysterectomy because of the problem with her ovaries,
yes,
those ovaries will be removed. But let's say a younger woman is bleeding and she has, you know, hysterectomy performed, odds are she will still have her ovaries. So she will,
okay,
other than no longer menstruating, she will feel the same as she did before. She may undergo some cyclical breast changes. She,
okay,
may feel, you know, somewhat premenstrual,
okay,
up until around age 51 on,
oh, wow,
average. If a woman has had her ovaries removed and she has been having regular periods, then she will abruptly go through menopause.
Okay.
And those women are the women who have the most serious menopausal symptoms because of the abrupt withdrawal of estrogen.
So it will trigger, you know, that process to begin immediately, or rather immediately after the removal of the ovaries.
Right. Okay. You know, whether or not her ovaries are removed when she's 30, you know, or 40 or 50 for that matter.
Okay.
She's still getting regular periods.
Okay, but as compared to the woman who just has her uterus removed and not her ovaries, she can expect pretty much a traditional menopausal period or process?
Yes, she,
okay,
will undergo a natural menopause.
Good. Great information. You know, before we have you get out of here, you have been such a great resource for this show. Any lasting advice, Dr. Brightman, for women that are expecting to go through the process, are currently going through the process, you know, and obviously as women, it can be an anxious feeling. It can be something they're not looking forward to sometimes. It does depend on the woman. But obviously you're an expert in the field. Any advice for these women?
I think the best advice I can give them is that this is a natural process. It's been occurring, you know, since the beginning of time. Don't be scared. Talk to your doctor. It is certainly not the beginning of the end at all. And I think, you know, not all women are symptomatic. Many women have uneventful menopauses. But I think women should be aware that if they have menopausal symptoms, there are several treatment options out there, both hormonal and non-hormonal. And just because a woman can't or doesn't want to take hormones, there are other options.
Yes.
She should talk to her healthcare provider about those choices.
Wow. Always explore your options. And like you're saying, there's nothing to be fearful of. And it is a natural process, right? We can't control,
yeah,
it. It's the inevitable.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you. You're a friend here of Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Keep it going, Dr. Brightman. informative conversation with the one and only private practice gynecologist, Dr. Rebecca Brightman. We're not done yet because we have this first.
The latest album from sensational jazz musician John H. Porter will simply inspire you. The album titled When the Sun Goes Down is an original collection of modern jazz music performed by the critically acclaimed John H. Porter. All music lovers will truly fall in love with every track, which boldly possesses feeling and spirit. The album has been called a rare masterpiece that captures life itself. This album makes the perfect gift for a loved one or yourself. When the Sun Goes Down offers 9 exceptional musical tracks that will simply amaze you. The album is on sale right now. Visit cdbaby.com, iTunes, or Amazon to purchase John H. Porter's latest album, When the Sun Goes Down.
Well, everyone, we will chat next Tuesday night, same time, same place, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, reach out to us on all of your various social media outlets, and we do follow back. We appreciate your time and your effort. Also, once again, quickly visit our brand new, newly designed website at www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. And remember, there are two ways you can listen to us live each and every Tuesday night. You can dial in if you still prefer to be on a telephone line, or you can visit our website and you can listen by way of the internet. We make it very convenient for you. Remember, we're free talk radio with first-class material. Certainly want you to know that we have a refreshing perspective of the latest news and issues that matter to you. All right, everyone. Well, the one and only jazz musician John Porter will take us home. This is one of my favorite tracks by him. It's When the Sun Goes Down. When the Sun Goes Down by jazz musician based out of Atlanta, Georgia, John Porter. We shall chat next week. Keep it going. All content original, copyright 2015 by Paget & Thomas Enterprises, LLC.